More than 1 in 4 Canadians has been exposed to fake political content on social media in the lead up to the 28th of April federal election, according to new research that warns of a sharp rise in online disinformation and fraud. A report released Friday by the Media Ecosystem Observatory, MEO, describes a dramatic acceleration in misleading content, ranging from deepfake videos to scam investment ads masquerading as news articles. Researchers say much of the material is more sophisticated, more polarizing, and harder for voters to detect than in previous elections. The study found a growing number of Facebook ads impersonating trusted news brands to promote fraudulent cryptocurrency schemes. Many of these ads use fake headlines and doctored videos to trick users into clicking links leading to scam websites. This is not simply low-effort misinformation. It's highly produced, visually convincing, and engineered to look like legitimate political coverage, said Angus Bridgman, executive director of the MEO. We're seeing platforms flooded with content that targets both the political system and the public's trust in media. The current election marks Canada's first national vote since Meta, Facebook's parent company, blocked Canadian news content across its platforms in response to the Online News Act, Bill C-18, which requires tech giants to compensate publishers for news content shared online. Despite the ban, more than half of Canadians still report receiving political information via Facebook, according to the research. Users often don't realize they're not consuming verified news, Bridgman said. They might follow political memes, cultural commentary pages, or candidate posts and leave feeling informed, but that's not the same as receiving fact-checked reporting. The report argues that the absence of credible news has created an opening for lower quality, polarizing, and fraudulent content to take hold. Among the most concerning trends, the report identified a series of deepfake videos falsely depicting Prime Minister Mark Carney endorsing a cryptocurrency investment program. The clips, styled to mimic CBC or CTV news segments, contain fabricated interviews and false claims about new government policies. One widely circulated fake headline read, "Mark Carney announces controversial retaliatory tariff plan in response to Trump's devastating tariff hikes this week." The link led users to a scam site asking for personal financial information. Another Facebook page, named Money Mindset, purchased 5 French language ads featuring a deepfake of Carney between 4 and 9 April. The ads ran for just a few hours, but reportedly received up to 10,000 impressions, costing around CA$1,000. These imposter ads and fake videos undermine the credibility of both the political leaders and the news organizations being mimicked, the report stated.